Okay, I'm here.
Okay. So I'll repeat what I said because I thought you were listening. Still there. I asked Ian about the reference to the Roman villa in the section on time, I think, in Crossroads in that segment I sent you, that 12-minute segment. So I asked if that was referring to you and just an image that he referred to you in passing, and Ian said no, it didn't. That was interesting. Okay, so I might have some things to supplement whatever you asked, Derek. So you can go ahead.
I was going back on a couple of things that I heard in your answer that you sent me.
Greetings. How are you?
Something. I'm fine. How are you?
Fabulous.
I have a question about. Thank you for your answers to Bob on the last time. I wanted to know what you meant by the missing element, which you call the oscillator. What does that mean, oscillator?
The part that completes what you're working on.
So it's about the quantum mechanics. What does the oscillator role?
Okay, you have to listen. Aspect and ratio has to determine which field you're working to or from. So if that's a polar aspect of how you're applying it, you've got to justify this to something. Otherwise, your quantum field is gone. For example, if you had to work within a Faraday cage, or you're trying to pull a vector from what you're trying to prove, if you don't have a beginning point, how do you know you're there? That's why we suggest the OA movements if you're actually doing it world-to-world. Because, see, what you're talking about is some bullshit ethereal stuff. What we're talking about is live. You can get Bert, who actually shows up and does his work, and he does it. He doesn't talk about it nor teach it. He does it. It's amazing. But if you're going to pull a vector to see, like, changing dimension, if you're going to have that capacity, then what you have to do is you have to have a beginning spot. And so this would be an example of the beginning spot. It's great.
Okay, but how does one pull a vector?
You'll have to ask Bert.
Bert, who's Bert?
Well, if you hung around a little bit, you could see, you'd know who Bert is.
Yes.
See, that's the
Bert's on here.
So that's what happened.
He's one of our leading investigators of a lot of phenomenon, and he does the OA movements, which was a TV show popular in the States a year or so ago, and they had these dramatic posturing and gesturing, and many people became a fad, and Bert started doing it, and then he learned from Ion that they actually have pretty amazing effects. So that's called the OA movement.
It goes with the psychobabble that you're trying to portray as work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
I'm always confused.
Derek, you know the guy, I forget his name, who came up with the multi-worlds idea or multi-world physicist in the 50s or 60s? Well, he actually could parallel world, go to different worlds, Ion says. And so then he put it into his physics field. So I think Ion's implying that when we look at quantum physics and that, it may refer to some kind of exercises we can do, not just abstract theory about what matter is.
It's not abstract at all. It's very type specific. It's why they stopped CERN. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think it was abstract.
They ran out of money. Okay, good. They didn't run out of money as they detailed.
Yeah, they actually discovered some things that would threaten their funders. So for save embarrassment, they stopped it.
Yeah, and then the
what
camera caught Bob.
What does it mean,
and the camera caught Bob. And the OA,
no,
original angel. Original
angel.
Original, and what does that refer to?
The main character was an angel who came to this suburban community.
The show is talking about the interaction with angels, which if you're going to be in your field or the field you're describing or proscribing, you kind of got to embrace the larger aspects. Otherwise, you get lost in space. Pardon the pun. but you very easily would get lost in space. So you have to have something there again. It's the exact. We're sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, no, I am wanting. I want to know what's an angel.
Oh, it's a stellar being that's not human. Okay, that is a third of the original scriptures go with it. Original third of the angels were cast to the earth. They're here, but the other two-thirds have access to this plane or realm. And that's where all the nasty things supposedly that God does or is responsible for. It says most of the religions prescribe it that way. And an angel of the Lord came down and blah, 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 blah. Tore down the wall, knocked up Mary, blowed up the dam, got across the River Jordan, smote the Philistines, destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, knocked down the Tower of Babel, changed everybody's life. You know, all those things that they get blamed for. And it's just as they are portrayed, only there's a little more to it, meaning there's a bit more girth to the conversation in angel worlds.
Okay, and who is the original angel?
Not in the show. The show is an archetypal prescription so you can learn something. But the original angel is Lucifer.
Ah, I see. The bearer of light.
He is.
I see. And these animals are eternal. They don't die.
They're not alive to die.
Oh, they're not animals. They don't.
No,
they're
not.
Do they have a body?
What?
They don't have a body anyway. They don't have
right,
a body.
But they're not alive. Yeah, so they don't die.
Ah, they're like viruses.
If you did a compendium that way, or what we would say, if Bob asked that question, we'd say, you don't know what a virus is. And he would agree, and then we'd laugh and we'd move on. But they act like a virus, but we can't say they're actually a virus because you can destroy a virus. You can't destroy an angel.
Oh, I see, yeah. Good.
See, when it becomes a bit of a sticky wicket if you're not very careful.
And do I have a private, personal guardian angel?
Not one that's helping you, no.
How do I get one?
You get this. You don't want one. Why would you want one? They're not here to help you.
I don't know.
If you as well... Oh, and now you know what? Now that you say that, maybe it might be a great thing. Here's the rub. The rub is if you ascend or come back into your power, not someone else's power, but your power, then you direct the angels. You call them all. You don't have one. You have a legion. You can call 10,000 in a moment. And they have to do what you say. But the angels are waspish. They don't want to work for you. They want you to stay a little man, and they want to do whatever the fuck they want to do. Dibble-dally around.
Oh, so they're not well-meaning.
No, they have no good intention. They only want to keep you less than.
Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't call for one. Okay, well, that's good. That's already
well,
useful.
Unless, like I say, now, unless you're planning on not ascending, now then I guess it doesn't matter, but you know, it's kind of like barebacking at the whorehouse. You just get what you get.
Well, that's new. All the ideas, representation, icons, images of angels are completely bullshit.
No. They're aspirational. They're aspirational. We could say the same thing. Okay, hold on. We could say the same thing. Every oil painting that captures a meadow, a branch, or a stream is fictitious. Because it's not as accurate or as wonderful as the actual visual bias that you would have created. So if you're going to say that, then nothing is. So it's fine. People see angels. Angels make themselves visible. And then you got a whole line in several religions, not all of them, but several religions go through a great big deal with the Nephilim and the Seraphim. That's when the angels engaged with the humans and made half-breeds, the Nephilim and the Seraphim, which the scriptures say is what the reason for the great flood was, to cleanse the earth from this nastiness or this abomination. Not dealing with Obama, but the abomination. And that's what that was regarding. That's where they tell the story. So, yes, they do have capacity, you see. So they are portrayed as they were seen. Because isn't it amazing? Now, look here. It's interesting where you can have 1,000 artists, 10,000 artists over the years that paint these putties and the little cherubim and the seraphim, and they paint these little pictures and then the full-blown angel, and then they'll get graphic and they'll show you what Gabriel looks like or what the different archangels, how they run themselves, and the different angels, they know their names, they know a great deal of information, and they all kind of agree. They all kind of get the same kind of picture. They all kind of look the same from 1,000 artists painting it, and they didn't bump, they're 1,000 years apart. They didn't bump into each other. You see? It becomes troublesome when that is the case. Unless you'd say, as McLuhan would say, well, the message was laid out, that's what's accepted, and that's why it was, and nothing else was available because they didn't tell him anything else. You see? They were rear view mirroring reality. Okay. And we say, alright, if that's the way you want to play that, then good, but that's not the way it kind of is. So, the imagery that the mind's eye can encapsulate or portray is, more righteous than a thunk thought. Sometimes, or we'd say oftentimes. Does that help? Oh, yawn. Okay, Bob, what do you want to do? Rub-a-dub-dub.
When I talk to him, it does knock out every now and then, so knocked out when we're doing the music. So I'll just get him back. That's really good stuff he's evoking. So let's just hold a second. I'll put a little music on, and we'll get him back.
It's me. I'm there.
Okay, so say what I said.
Yes, I know. Aeon, I wanted to know, why did the artists all paint the same thing? I guess you mean an angel face with wings in the back?
It was what they saw. Artists paint what they see. Mm. And so you'd say, okay, he was on LSD. He was on some Bob Carr trip or some crazy David Worster orgy trip thing. But if not, you can't get 100 artists or 1,000 artists all painting the same angel, even giving it a name to see that name of who it is that they're painting, and they all come pretty close to the same. You see?
Yeah. What, you know, I remember once worried about what kind of muscular gear would an angel have to carry a body, but of course they don't have a body, they just have a simulation.
Right.
So they can fly.
Quite ethereal. Quite ethereal. Well, yeah, they're not bound to this realm, except for a third.
Yeah, and you say they can't stay in our realm very long, you were saying recently.
Right. That's right. The third of the angels are cast into the earth.
So how do they stay?
They don't. They're in the earth. They come out and then they go back.
Oh, I see.
And
remember what
they must be very nice.
Remember what Flip Wilson got famous saying?
No, I don't remember.
The Devil Made Me Do It.
Oh, yeah. Right.
If we were good for anything, we evoked a little memory for you, huh?
Yeah. The Devil Made Me Do It. Well, in the times of the ancient Greeks, they thought my hand made me do it. My hand and me are two different things.
Yes. Now, from a psychological profile, they'd be right. Because even in the scriptures, they said, wait a minute, if your eye offends you, it's better to pluck it out than to forfeit your mortal soul. They said the same thing. Because in Greece, if you were stealing, they'd cut your hand off. They'd cut off what did the problem. Now, I don't know how the reparations work for infidelity.
Well, it's an interesting kind of direction of thought. The other question I had was about something that was in the previous set of questions, and it's the French surrealist calling le point suprême the supreme point where all contradictions are resolved. Did you ever know about this?
Yes.
Was it a fantasy?
It is.
So we can drop it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that takes care of that.
The essence is based on knowing, but then all that extrapolation that goes along with it, you can't hold it up. You can't hold anything to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mean that would answer the question of the French surrealists?
They're correct.
Okay, so they were misguided. They were just aspiring.
Well, they once they added, it's kind of like the sky is blue. Okay, that's true. That's the case. But then they would add to it, the sky is blue, and they're going to come kill you in your bed. See, they're adding all that other part. They're adding all the rest of it. There's nothing more to it. See, just to have a base.
Okay. Now, back to the question of solids and fluids. Assuming we then take account of the oscillator and all the things you said before, what is the status of matter as you see it? Is it Is it constant? Sorry?
It's elusive.
Yes, I understand. Elusive. So
we can make matter. We can make matter be obscured. We can make matter be pronounced. We can make matter be enlarged. We can make matter dissipate. So, what elements that you can do that to is equal to what? What would that element be?
It would be like. Anything fluid, in fact, water, gas.
You can't make gas go away. You can consume it, and you can burn it, but you can't move it, or if you do move it, you can't control it. No, we're saying like with matter, if you're asking what matter is, and we say it's elusive, and then what we meant by elusive is that you can control it. So the neutrons from a nucleus attached neutrons that are attached to a nucleus that have enough protons to hold it in stasis can be the essence of matter. That's what they were trying to figure out in CERN of how to have an antimatter condition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some superfluous God particle, whatever you would like to call that, that's fine. We don't care. That's just a bunch of words. But the condition of matter is how those are bound. Now, the only way you can prove matter is because if you can prove radioactivity, because the half-life carries on forever. So you can prove something is based on its half-life. You can't do it by carbon dating because the carbon is where it's all at and what's going on. But carbon will fool you because there's no time. You see. So you got to base it against something that's a bit less liturgical and more based on something. So you can prove it with radioactivity. For example, you can prove there's water because there's deuterium. Otherwise, you can't prove it because you can make it go away. You can evaporate it. You can put it back into the air. You can separate the hydrogen and the oxygen. Okay? And so, therefore, it can't be if you can destroy it. Sorry.
Well, the famous pictures of the radiation of the Big Bang, is that what you could also call radioactivity?
If you want to, it's okay with us. I mean, there wasn't a Big Bang, but
no,
whatever.
There wasn't. Oh, there was no Big Bang.
There was no Big Bang.
Oh, that's interesting. What was there?
The Earth, the third rock from the sun, arrived through the Stargate, the sun.
So, but the sun was eternal.
What do you mean eternal? The sun is a Stargate. You can dispel it. You can dispel a Stargate. You can close a gate. You can dismiss it.
Sure.
So, I mean,
I don't know what a Stargate means. I know there's a film called that way, and I didn't understand.
You should get a Googler. There, it's on the Googler.
So, Ian, is the whole sun a Stargate?
Yes. Sure.
So we're looking at a portal.
It is a portal, yeah.
Go ahead, Derek.
Well, I'm so confused now. It's worse than ever. I can't even pretend to understand any of this. It's just what they say about quantum physics.
Take all the Newtonian law and throw that in the garbage. And so most of your Newtonian physics came from that.
So then we can drop the Newtonian physics. They're not any good. They're not telling us anything true. So now I'm looking
at
the quantum physics.
Eric, wait. Listen, here's the whole point. A lot of things that were held to be the case are changing even now. You see? Like how you can do things. Like you can't shut down an economy. And you can't, everybody can't work from home. Now they're finding out that damn, a whole bunch of people can work from home. You know, we don't need all these office buildings. Mm-hmm. A lot of things have been challenged and made way, and you don't have to make it. I mean, according to the Catholic faith, you'd all been gone to hell by now if you can't go to confession. You'd be so backed up you couldn't catch up. You see, you couldn't catch up. You'd have to call you'd burn your rotary. That's what we call a rosary. We'd burn your rotary up trying to keep it spinning fast enough, you see. But now we're being cheeky. But that's the whole point. Okay. That's the whole point, is that those things aren't prescribed. They're fine, but they're not necessary. Foie gras, you need foie gras to live. Do you agree?
When I'm in France, yes. Elsewhere, usually, no.
Good. That's okay. So the same thing is true with religion. When in France, of course, go to Mass. But if you're not in France, there's not much use in it in that side. So we'd say the same way. Not being cheeky, we're just saying everyone got to find out what it was like to be separated from their routine that they held or regarded as a must, as a can't live without, is a gotta have kind of thing. So it's changed the way, perspective, way people look. Well, the same thing is happening in science. They're finding every day. Emory University is sitting on its absolute canonical ear because they're finding out that all the stuff that they've been known forever and ever and ever isn't true. They're very cross about this.
No.
From our products, Derek.
Okay, no commercial, please. I have another.
Now, wait, if the boss wants a commercial, he gets a commercial. But you're right, it's not necessary, but he is the provocateur. And without, and let's tell you like this, without him, you wouldn't have a snowball's chance in hell to get to us. He can promise you that. So commercials might become prescribed if it's necessary. So mind your pipes and quarts.
Now, people talk about digital transformation, and I guess that's the tech body, and don't give me that answer. I got it already. But do you think that there is such thing as a digital transformation now? And I'm saying this because of moving from...
You don't have to say anymore. We know what you're talking about. It's called a redneck holodeck. Bob calls it a hologram.
What does that mean?
Like a photograph.
Hologrammy.
Like a hologrammy. That's what, from a gramophone, the way a cranked Victrola can reproduce a styled music from a needle in a spinning condition that contorts musical relayance. Okay, the same thing is true digitally. They just didn't have it digitally. Edison had a great, you remember the cylinder? Well, that's probably a little before your time. But the original cylinders lays out the very thing of the frequency waves of a sine, cosine, efficient. That's how that cylinder, the spool cylinder, worked. It was proving calculus, you see. It's hard as trigonometry, but it proved the point of how to calculate the wavelength, the amplitude. Okay. Now, once you start talking in that level, then sure. Now, digitally, wow, you can do it a little different, you see. The piano tuner, comes and he does it perfectly by ear. Okay. It's a very wonderful piano. Mm-hmm. He does it perfectly by ear. But now there's a magic little digitized bot thing that you throw on the piano after he's through, and it gets it pitched perfect to the, 10,000th degree of frequency. And his ear is very, very,
better than
very good.
Mm-hmm. So basically, all our digital stuff is extending our powers.
It's uncovering your capacity. It's uncovering, not discovering, because it already is. It's uncovering your capacity. You're just now starting to find out what a gravitational field is and what a gravitational pull is. Okay? Now you're starting to notice that the poles, the north and south poles, are flipping. Now you're starting to find out that the core of your Earth is the magma that controls its spinning that creates the electromagnetic field, which makes all magnetism, which is what a lot of your fucked up science is based on, is eliminating. It's being dropped, which, of course, that's going to open when that drops. When that electromagnetic field drops, it's going to be a microwave, the Earth is going to become a very proficient microwave gamma radiation oven. An easy bake oven is what they called it earlier, didn't it? So, if you want to be a god, you can hang around. If you don't want to be a god, you're going to bubble off. So, that was our point from earlier.
Okay, so Derek's gone again. This is really good. So let's see if he can do a little more before whatever happens. So I'll just stay, play something.
Bob.
I am there.
Okay. Derek had a question. He didn't hear the last bit. Maybe we'll get back to it. But here's his main puzzle. So state this, Derek.
Okay, I want to know about this poles shifting, reversing their places. What does that mean exactly? And how does it happen?
The North Pole is going to the South Pole, and the South Pole is going to the North Pole. They're flipping.
I got that.
We don't,
how will
we
they
don't
do that?
Say, we don't say that. That's what science has discovered.
Oh, okay. And is it going to happen tomorrow?
It's happened. It's been happening since they changed the ley lines, the guidelines. They've been... birds getting lost, not knowing where to go, falling out of the sky, transmissions getting tangled up, fractals don't apply, triangulation, sometimes the Garmin drives you into the Mediterranean Sea. These things are little tidbits are occurring. As
bones dropping be part of that?
Some bones dropping, but that's actually more from a tech body, from resistance, because you're bumping
tech
body a little of that.
Yeah. Tech body is not too happy about the quality of what we're getting here. So that's...
Well, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're saying you don't agree with the flipping concepts of science, Ion? You don't think they are?
Yeah, but we're trying to make it not come from just us.
Okay.
They copied us. The science copies us, but sometimes that validates us, which is ridiculous. But
let's go back to the electromagnetic field drop. What does that exactly imply?
Oh, that's easy. When the magma, the core of the Earth, slows down or stops, there will be nothing, there will be no generator for the electromagnetic field, which is the bubble that encapsulates the Earth presently. It's how you have gravitational pull. It's how you have electromagnetic anything.
Okay, that's very interesting. And so
all that quick.
And that's going to happen. That's going to cause the pole shifting when that stops?
Yeah, and that's when you get your EMP, because there'll be nothing to hold. There'll be no way to have a digitized signal without an electromagnetic field. You got no one or zero to read.
So the dramatic flipping of the poles will cause this disaster we call EMP.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a gradual thing. Here's what you'll see. Do you know the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights?
Yes.
It'll be all over the Earth. All the time.
Oh.
And it'll look beautiful, but it's not beautiful.
I spent some time on Stromboli, and on Stromboli there is a phenomenon that every 15 minutes there is an explosion. It's a small explosion. Sometimes it's bigger, and sometimes it does kill people, but by and large it doesn't, so there is a whole town there. And the reason why it blows up every 15 minutes is very simple. The opening of the crater is large enough for the magma that appears there to cool off, which is like blocking the air for the magma, and it has a sneeze, and it bursts open.
Well, no, wait. When the air hits it, it's no longer magma, it becomes lava at that point. So the lava...
That's right, and it becomes...
...opening from the magma, and then the magma gases...
Exactly.
...blast through that... capacity.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just a vein.
Yeah. But it's an interesting question, because that means that the magma is moving and has a tremendous amount of power to actually do that. But when you say it's going to stop, is it because it's going to change direction or stop forever?
When the poles flip, the centrifugal force that keeps it spinning... Okay, it's very, very, very dense, but it's light. It's very, very, very dense. But so when the poles flip, it slows down at first, and that'll take a little bit of time. You'll start seeing the telltale signs, It's kind of like when we say everybody's going to starve to death. You don't do it in one day. It takes a few days. Some of you is going to last a long time with what you've got stored up. But set that aside. But that's the point. Then as the poles flip, already you already have an anomaly between north and magnetic north. That's how much it's moved already.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just continue more and more and more, and it'll come more. It'll be faster once it starts because, you know, two magnets, when you're taking two magnets and they click, they pull together. Do you know why there's an attraction?
No.
The reason that they attract is not because magnets are bound to each other. The two poles, the north and south poles of a magnetic field, anything that will put them the furthest apart, that's what they're drawn to. So a magnet will draw its plus or minus to itself to make north and south the furthest away. And the further away they are stretched, the stronger the magnetic field is. So that means that the harder it would be to separate them, the further apart they are. That's how an electromagnetic is so very efficient, because it makes the poles go through the AC current. Makes it a huge, vast link, which makes them very, very, what you say, powerful or strong to pick up large metal stuff. Okay, now in a little magnet, popping those in and out, that's how that works. It's not that they're attracted, it's that they're repelling to such a level that they have to join. And that's what the Earth is doing. It's flipping. So it's basically like if you took it, like a globe has an axis through the middle of it, it's more like the two, you pulled both out and flipped them upside down and popped them back together. That process would be no big deal, just shifting and changing fine. You know, you'd have problems for a little bit, but it'd be all right. But it stops or slows down and changes the direction of the core magma. And when it stops, it won't start back going the other way. There's nothing to start it. It's lost its kinetic or centrifugal force. Because once that electromagnetic field is gone, it's gone.
So be sure you watch all your... What begins this? Does the flipping cause the stopping, or there's a stopping that causes
already
the flipping?
No. The flipping is what's happening, and that's the magma in the middle. That's just a consequence. It would happen without any core of the Earth.
Later in the flipping, there will be the stopping, then the EMP.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, does it start up again? You seem to say it won't start up.
It won't. Once it stops, it can't start back up, so you lose your magnetic field. And once you lose that, you know what happens then. You can Google, hey, Siri, what happens if the electromagnetic field of the Earth stops or ceases? Describe the world, and it'll be amazing.
So that is a coming thing, that ascension is of our body processes have to happen to be able to adjust to that.
Correct. The same reason that we've said that the Mississippi River is going to flow in reverse.
Right. That tightens up a lot of things. You're explaining.
Yeah.
I knew from the beginning when you started talking that something's changing. And the frequency of the world's changing, and it'll find, most people will find it uncomfortable. But if you take our products, it changes our body structure so we can adapt the frequency. You're now explaining, it seems for the first time, why the world's changing. It's the effect of this slow flipping as it speeds up.
Yeah.
That's a big discovery, Derek. Oh, gee, did he fall off again? Well, let's play this.
I am still here.
All right. What we learned 10 years ago when Ion first started talking in March 2009, he told Carol and I that the universe's or our world's frequency is changing, and this is going to bother people. And if they don't adapt their body chemistry or whatever in their bodies, they're going to feel very uncomfortable, and many people will commit suicide or just not be want to be here. So we never got exactly what changed the frequency, but ion gave us products to change our body situation so we could adapt. And that's why people on our products feel so good over the last 10 years, because as these changes are happening, our products make you more in harmony with it. So that's good. Now, what we just learned is that the change in the structure of the frequency is caused by the flipping of the poles. We never knew that before. That's what's causing this change. It's going to lead to that dramatic point where the magma or the electromagnetism stops. Whoa, what's going to happen after that? And you're going to need to be on, so you didn't hear it, but I said, so we're going to need to be on the products to survive that. And Ian says, yes. So that's where we're at,
well,
Eric.
It's already ongoing. It's the earthworms in Indonesia. It's the creating of all the extra carbon, the burning. It's the Australia issues that are about to be. It's the what happened to, well, we didn't say all that, so stuff's coming.
Right.
Get out of,
that would include the red algae?
Get out of, that's the Indian Ocean, and get out of Jakarta.
Right. So you still there, Derek?
Who?
Okay. Yes.